defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios here on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone, the Wednesday edition. Garbage day is sometimes how I refer to it here. We're going to talk about some garbage today for sure. But before I get cracking with you, let me bring you up to speed a little bit. I had a really fascinating morning this morning. And if you're a premium subscriber, you're going to hear it up on the website here later today. I've been doing some work on the Armed American Radio website, cleaning it up, making it smoother, adding some new partners to it. And I realized when I, because this is where premium membership comes in so handy, because I have a special place for premium subscribers and I get information really fast in real time if something's not working. Well, the website looks great. Check it out at armedamericanradio.com. Still working on it, but nonetheless, I think you'll agree, it's continuing to look better and better and better day after day, week after week, month after month. But what I didn't realize was that the mobile site had not caught up with the desktop. In other words, the mobile page only had one page on it. So premium subscribers couldn't get in because there was no menu. So you couldn't see anything but the home page. Well, we were working on that this morning and fixing it when I got a couple of emails I was responding to premium subscribers. And one gentleman by the name of James was the nicest guy in the world. And he says, "Can you help me, man? Can you help me here?" He was having trouble figuring out why he couldn't get in. So I said, "Do me a favor, send me your phone number." So I called James and we had a great time today. James, you're listening right now. I'm sure you are. And you would agree with that. We had a wonderful time. And I told him what exactly was happening and why it was happening and how it was going to be fixed. And that it would be fixed shortly. We were working on it. We were aware of it. And a couple hours later, I was able to call James back and tell him, "Hey, the site's up and running for you on the mobile platform. You're good to rock and roll. Thanks for your patience. And thanks for bringing it to my attention." Well, we talked for 55 minutes, not just about that, but about a whole bunch of stuff. And I'm going to put that up on the website. And I may invite James on the program here in the very, very near future to talk with us a little bit about some of the things that concern him as an American, as a gun owner, as a patriot, and as just a good friend of this broadcast, Armed American Radio. James is a longtime listener. So, James, I'm pretty sure you're listening right now. Thank you for this morning. It was an awful lot of fun talking with you, and I enjoy going one-on-one with you as a listener. And particularly, you know, when it started out with a complaint, "Dude, why can't I get this?" You know, that kind of thing. So it was fun. All right. Having said that, don't be a stranger. Reach out to me, mark@armedamericanradio.org. If you want to join the premium content, please do. One-on-one conversations. I talk to everybody in there, and there are a lot of you, but join, won't you? Yeah, do it. Premium page. Go right on there. Join AAR. It's on the website. It's only $7.95 a month. We have a lot of fun in there. Where are we going to go today? Oh, my gosh. I have a lot to cover with you today because, well, you know, Virginia is always in the news, and we've got more out of Virginia. There's been some, I guess, some retribution, some vengeance politics being played by some of the Democrats who were really, really upset that they didn't get their gun bans. We'll go there in just a few. But there's kind of this is a happy ending story that I loved. I saw this just, when was that? I guess it was at about 2:30 Eastern time today. It popped up. That's when I saw it anyway. Married Kentucky police officers cut date night short at fried chicken restaurant to thwart armed robbery. Oh, this is such a beautiful story. Such a beautiful story. Because I can use it, as I did on my Twitter feed, to poke holes in people like Northam and the rest of them, who are so blatantly going after Americans' gun rights in their state of Virginia and others. Not just them, but they're the ones that are so visible right now. So let me move my new Glock 2010 millimeter out of the way there. My headset cord was caught by that. Oh, my gosh. It was such a beautiful gun. Brand new. Hasn't been fired yet. But there was a married couple. They're off-duty cops. They were dressed in plain clothes out on a date. Well, let's walk with me here. Get the visual. You know, theater of the mind. Out for a date at a Lexington fried chicken restaurant. I don't know what restaurant they were at. Really doesn't matter. But pick, you know, assume it was like a fast food place. That's what the photograph looks like. Well, the guy's name is Detective Chase McCowan and Officer Nicole McCowan. Both of them are members of the Elizabethtown Police Department. They've only been married for 6 months, these two. And they were out for a date night. Good for them. Oh, Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers is where they were at. Mid-City Mall in Lexington Highlands neighborhood. This was on Saturday. When some scumbag by the name of Justin T. Carter, 30 years old. Justin, you're a scumbag. Comes into the restaurant with a mask and a gun. Now, let's go back outside the restaurant momentarily for a minute. This is the way I want to put this in perspective for you. You know, we read these stories all the time. We become almost numb to these stories. We see them on, quote unquote, the news, right? Or we read about them in, quote unquote, the news. We read the story and then we just move on. And because stuff like, there are scumbags like Justin Carter everywhere. It doesn't matter where we live. Everywhere. So let's go to, again, let's play theater of the mind together. He walks in wearing a mask and flashing a gun. But let's go outside before he walked in. Let's talk about what led him to do that. So here he is. He leaves wherever he's at. We'll call it a criminal den, right? He's in the criminal den. Maybe it's his room. Maybe it's an apartment he lives in. Maybe it's where he hangs out with his other fellow scumbags who have masks and gloves and guns. But this guy's a convicted felon, okay? And he's deciding, he goes, all right, I'm going to go in and I'm going to rob the Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. He makes a decision. Imagine making that decision. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go in and I'm going to rob this place. This is the mask I'm going to wear. This is the gun I'm going to use to do it. And I'm going to leave my criminal den now and I'm going to go do that. Now, most law-abiding Americans can't wrap their head around that. Maybe they can wrap their head around, I'm going to the grocery store. I got to go to work today. I got to sit in traffic. I got to go pick up my son or I got to go to baseball practice or whatever the case may be. Scumbags like Justin T. Carter sit around and decide they're going to put on a mask, grab a gun, take a mask with them, and they're going to walk into an open restaurant filled with patrons, and they're going to rob it. And they're going to take what doesn't belong to them. And the fact that they're carrying a gun means they're capable of killing someone. They're capable of using that gun because they're carrying that gun during the commission of a felony. And they make this conscious decision to do that. Meanwhile, you've got these two Elizabethtown Police Department detective and a police officer, officers Detective Chase McCown and Officer Nicole McCown, who are out at that particular restaurant when scumbag Carter decides to walk in that door. And he flashes a gun at an employee several times. That means he points the gun at him. Several times while demanding money from the register. Hey, man, give me that money. I got a gun. So the security cameras. Now, this guy's real stupid, stupid scumbag. He doesn't think this is on camera. Oh, I got a mask on. They're not going to know who I am. Except the security cameras in this case caught the exact moment that both police officers, husband and wife, got up from their table in a back booth, drew their guns, and went after this scumbag, Justin T. Carter. They chased him. He takes off. He's wearing a mask and a black hoodie. They chase him out of the building. He dropped his weapon, and he just took off running. You know, picture the sound of a chicken, right? As he's running away from two people who have guns that are dressed in plain clothes. Now, I feel certain they probably yelled, "Police!" as they took off after this loser. So he dropped his weapon and he flees. He goes out the door. Well, guess what? They catch him. They catch him not too far away. I guess it was a couple blocks away from the Raising Cane's chicken place, Chicken Fingers. They catch the guy. And they hold him at gunpoint until their fellow officers from the Lexington Police Department responded to the scene and put Justin T. Carter, 30, the scumbag, under arrest. So here's the kicker. When I saw this, I'm thinking about this. Man, it's such a great story. What a great happy ending story, right? This scumbag was charged with first-degree robbery. Right on. Now, here we go. Now, you Virginia residents pay careful attention to this because you've been in the news lately. And if you're a Democrat politician who likes to take people's guns, I want you to pay very careful attention to this, too. Because this scumbag, Justin T., when I say, I'm forgetting his name already, Justin T. Carter, 30, there he is, was charged with first-degree robbery, receiving a stolen firearm, and possessing a handgun as a convicted felon. They determined, authorities did, cops, that the gun he used was stolen from Jeffersontown police, according to a police report. So was it stolen from a vehicle? Well, doesn't matter. I don't care whether it was Jeffersontown resident Joshua A. Adams. It was a stolen firearm. Now, this is where I had fun with this. I would love to see Blackface Northam tell me which one of the laws that he's going to sign in Virginia would have stopped this scumbag, Justin T. Carter. Could it have been the universal background check bill? No, it was a stolen gun. Could it be banning him from having a gun? No, he's already 100% gun controlled. And he decided to violate the law anyway. Not one would work. You know it, I know it, they know it. This ain't about crime. It's about your guns. Back after this.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense here in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone. There's been some payback in Virginia, I guess. Let's talk a little bit about that. There are some Democrats who, I guess they're talking about how they punished one of the Democrats in the state Senate who had a bill that, what was the bill? The individual was, as I mentioned yesterday or a couple days ago, when this bill was killed, I mentioned the four Democrats that helped kill the gun ban bill in Virginia. Senator Chap Peterson, I mentioned him. He's out of Fairfax, Virginia. He had a bill that would have allowed part-time law enforcement to purchase their service firearms at retirement. Why does that matter? Well, in Virginia, only full-time law enforcement at retirement can do that now. And it passed out of the state Senate 40 to nothing. It was a completely bipartisan bill. Well, I guess Amy Friedenberger, people in the room, she sent a tweet, including gun control advocates who liked the bill, believe Democrats killed it because Peterson voted against the assault weapons bill yesterday. That's according to the Roanoke Times. Senator John Edwards and three other Democrats joined six Republicans, and apparently there's some payback going on. Peterson was on Fox News. And I'm going to play the three-minute clip as he talked to Pete Hegseth. Let's take a listen to what he had to say here in Virginia about the gun ban bill and what was happening and why this and why that and what he was going to do about it. Let's see if we can pull this up real quick. I will be able to pull this up, so just bear with me one second. It's going to take me a second. That's what happens when it's live. I got to make sure I got it attached to the right board here, see? And that's exactly what we did. Now, we get it attached to the right board, and then I'll be able to pull it up. Because it's not coming from Sean, it's coming from me. So let's make sure. Here we go.
Crossing party lines to prevent another gun control measure in Virginia. Four state Democrats breaking ranks to help stop the bill that would have banned the sale of some assaults, so-called assault-style weapons. Gun advocates cheering as the vote came in. One of those Democrats, Virginia State Senator Chap Peterson, joins us now. Chap, thank you very much for being here this morning. For folks that have been watching the state of Virginia and gun control measures, there are a bunch of bills that did pass. We're going to put those up on the screen. Localities can ban guns from public places, restrict handgun purchases to once per month, background checks on all private transfers, a red flag law. So for a lot of Republicans and conservatives, many of those are problematic. But when it came to this banning of assault, so-called assault-style weapons, why did you cross over and say enough is enough?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on. And I'm glad to be here. And as you said, I'm a Democratic state senator, and we did pass a number of bills, and which I voted for, some of which we amended to make them a little bit more precise. I had two problems with the weapons ban bill that we voted on yesterday. One, the categories were very broad, both in terms of the weapons that were impacted and the component parts, whether it was pistol grips, types of barrels, types of stocks. It was very broad. That was the first thing that bothered me. The second thing was it was retroactive. In other words, if you went out and legally purchased a weapon or legally purchased a particular part, just simply by owning that, you could become a Class 6 felon or a Class 1 misdemeanor. And that, to me, is not fair. It's not due process. And that was what really bothered me the most. And I let people know early on in the process, I don't support this. And I was surprised, frankly, that the bill came over from the House of Delegates. And, I kept my word and I voted against it.
Senator, how much of your perspective, and I know you don't want to speak for your fellow Democrats, but other Democrats that crossed over, was a reflection of the pressure, the people rising up and saying, this is just too much? I mean, in this case, did the people and their public outcry win the day here?
Well, Pete, I think anytime people speak to you, whether it's constituents or whether it's other citizens of Virginia, yes, it makes a difference. And we did have a rally in Richmond on January 20th, and a lot of folks that were at the rally came and visited me in my office. And in some cases, it was people I had gone to high school with and people that were friends back home from church. And again, we're not going to agree on every bill. And I had voted for universal background checks and one gun a month, and they were not happy with that. But one of the things where we could meet halfway was I said, look, you know, this bill, if it does come over, which would deal with, you know, confiscating weapons or making somebody a felon when they legally purchased a weapon, I don't support that. And so I didn't expect at that time that that bill would come over, but it was helpful to hear from people. And, and I don't want people to think, well, if I go to a rally or if I send an email or call my representative, it doesn't matter. It does matter. And I probably would have voted the same way anyhow, but it was important to hear from people.
Absolutely. Well, Chap, we may not agree on those other bills, but to cross over on this one shows there still can be bipartisan support for the Second Amendment. People appreciate that. Chap, thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, there's a whole bunch of meat in here, so let's get started on that. First of all, there's one takeaway that jumped out at me first. Well, you know what? Let me even back up to that for just a second. He seems like a pretty sincere guy. He does, right? But his convictions, let's talk about that for a minute. I can't get into his heart. I don't know if he's lying to me. I don't know. But what I can do is analyze what he said. He seemed very concerned about turning his neighbors and friends and constituents into felons overnight. And I believe he was sincere with that. And he made the comment. He goes, that's not right. That's not due process. But he voted for red flag laws, which take due process and stick it right out, because it's garbage day, right out in the garbage container where it gets picked up and taken to a dump and after it's shoved into a garbage truck. So I would love to have heard Pete Hegseth say, well, wait a minute, you're talking about due process. Red flag laws violate every bit of due process, turn our judicial system upside down on its head. How come you're not concerned about due process of an individual who is being accused by somebody of something that they don't even know about, aren't even aware of, until they get a 3:30 in the morning knock on the door from the cops who are going to try to be nice until they find out that you're copping an attitude because they want to know why you want to know why they're there. And then they decide to kick your door in and take your crap. He's okay with that. Now, am I being harsh? I'm not the one that invoked due process here. He did. He did. He said, that's not due process. Red flags are due process. Red flags are anything but due process. So can I take something away from that, from what I heard him say? He also did say, well, I would have voted for it anyway. I don't want anybody to think that their voices aren't heard. Every single Democrat in the House voted for the gun bills. Apparently their voices weren't heard. But as I said before in this program, if you go to that rally thinking you're going to change your minds, well, you're just as dumb as the people that are going to go out there and, you know, you're as dumb as the gun grabbers, quite frankly. It's not going to happen. And that was proven along the party line vote in the House. And why Governor Northam's upset and mad that the bill didn't pass, and why other Democrats are taking vengeful steps against their fellow Democrats like Peterson, who didn't vote the way they wanted. Hell, they eat their own, man. They eat their own. So that was a takeaway from me. Well, I've got some other takeaways, too. When we come back from this break, we're going to talk about it. But you know what? It is a lot of fun to watch them. I hope we're seeing this huge rift in the party in Virginia that causes them a tremendous amount of trouble as they move into the next legislative session. Maybe they will eat their own. That'd be a good thing, wouldn't it? It'd be a great thing to watch them eat their own. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense will continue right after this. Don't go away. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios, the car arms microphone. Let me go back to Peterson in Virginia from Fairfax, the Democrat who broke ranks with other Democrats on the gun ban bill in Virginia. A couple things that I pulled out. Number one, I just told you about red flags, due process. Now, let me make this very clear. Peterson seems like a nice guy. I'm not taking with him. I don't know the man. I've never spoken to the man. and I applaud him for not voting for that bill. But I don't trust a Democrat who voted for four other gun grabber bills, which will do absolutely nothing, nothing to stop crime. Let me prove that to you right now. What was the story we just talked about in Kentucky at the, where was it? What did I say it was? At Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, right? Where the two cops busted the scumbag, 30-year-old, what's his name? Justin T. Carter. Let's go down to his charges. He was in possession of a stolen firearm. Would one gun of month that Peterson voted for stop that? Of course not. Would their vaunted universal background checks have stopped that? Now, I don't think Justin T. Carter was sitting around going, man, dude, I want to use that gun that you have to rob that Raising Cane's when I go in there later today. Can I do that? Oh, I got to get a background check for that, too? I'll just keep the one I got. I'll just go with mine. I don't want to break any other laws. That's laughable. It's a joke. Would his bill have stopped that? Would the bill that he voted for have stopped that? Absolutely not. Would a red flag law bill that he voted for stopped it? Absolutely not. So don't give me this. This is a load of garbage. It's a joke, is what it is. Quite frankly, it's flat out a joke, because nothing he passed or voted for would have stopped what we just saw, which is a crime in the state of Kentucky. And I can promise you, lots of people rob places in Virginia too. I'm pointing to this one because it's quote unquote making news today. All right, but it doesn't matter where the crime occurs. Any of the bills that he voted for wouldn't have worked, period. What they would have done is infringed on the rights of every single one of those law-abiding citizens that he was apparently worried about turning into a felon. That's who stops. That's who these bills and these laws stop, is law-abiding people. Because criminals don't care. Now, he said I'm going to put words in his mouth. He said that they fixed some of them. They watered them down to make them a little bit more precise. Aw, thanks for doing that. So when Governor Northam signs them, and there's a big hullabaloo, and all the Democrats are applauding and cheering, I'm supposed to feel good about that? And Virginia residents are supposed to feel good about that? Because you said one place where we could find compromise? I'm not interested in compromising with you. None. Don't sit here and tell me that you're worried about crime. When not one bill, this was a generic robbery. This was just a typical, I'm going to go rob the Raising Cane's. Could have been a convenience store. Could have been any gas station. It could have been, you know, just a person in a parking lot. It could have been anything. It's your run-of-the-mill generic robbery committed by a robber scumbag somewhere in America. And you're telling me that your bills, your gun safety measures, are going to make Virginians safer. Show me the one that would have stopped Justin T. Carter had he been in Virginia Beach. Bueller. Yeah, I'm waiting. Should I wait some more? Hello? Which one of them would have stopped that? Let's give you a few more seconds. Yeah, I didn't think so. This ain't about crime, dude, and you know it. But I applaud you for not doubt. Somebody's asking right now, well, why do you think because more than likely, he doesn't want to give up his own. That's why. Yeah, don't get to, this guy's got one, you know. I don't, maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. But I'm guessing, right? I don't know. He's a Democrat that likes his guns. And I don't want to give up mine. I got a couple of those. They ain't hurting nobody. But I'll vote for red flag laws. I'll vote for this. I'll water them down a little bit and make them more palatable. How's that more palatable? How does one gun a month purchase, which he singled out that he said he voted for, how's that stop Justin T. Carter, the scumbag, from robbing anybody in Virginia? One gun a month. I'm waiting. It doesn't. How about that universal background check? Justin Carter ain't getting no background check. He was in possession of a stolen firearm, Mr. Peterson. Red flag law? Anybody going to red flag law the gangbanger? Here's the deal. I got an idea. I can't believe I haven't thought about this before. Think about this. Don't gang task forces keep lists of gangbangers? How come every one of them aren't red flagged? Ooh, there's an idea, huh? How come every single gangbanger, that every single gang task force across the country that has a red flag law in their state doesn't red flag immediately every single gangbanger? That'd be, we couldn't do that. That would be like, oh no, we can't single them out. If you're a gangbanger, shouldn't that be a reason to be red flagged? No, we can't do that. It's not about stopping crime. It's about taking your guns. This has nothing to do with crime. Not one law would have made that any safer. Not one. But they watered them down to make them more palatable, to think that you're stupid and go, okay, well, I have a Virginia permit, so the one gun a month doesn't apply to me. The rest of Virginians who are law-abiding that don't have a permit because they don't feel necessary, who might like to purchase guns from time to time, well, it does affect them. You know who it doesn't affect? It doesn't affect Justin T. Carter, the scumbag who we will use. Justin T. Carter will be synonymous with scumbag from now on the show. How about that? Justin T. Carter's of the world, right? No Justin T. Carter is going to be deterred by any of those bills. Not one. Absolutely not one. You know what does deter Justin T. Carter? Two individuals in jeans and T-shirts pointing guns at him after they get out of a booth. He dropped his stolen gun and took off. Not one law. But again, I ask you, I know that's repetitive, but we're going to drill this in day after day after day. Because every gun grabber listening, every progressive socialist listening who doesn't like guns, and I'm the crazy gun nut, cannot answer my question. Which one of the bills would have stopped Justin T. Carter? Here, let me give you a hint. None. Not one. And when Cory Booker was asked that specifically about his litany of, what, he had 14 bills by Jake Tapper, and he sat there and he did one of these. My bills are designed to prove gun safety. We're going to make it. Well, no, hold on a second. Which one of your bills would have stopped that, Mr. Booker? And then he went on talking about something else, and Tapper let him go. But at least he hit him a couple times and made him look like the moron and the liar and the hypocrite that he is. Not one. Here's the simple equation, then we're going to move on. No criminal is going to follow their laws. Not one. Not one. No criminal is going to say, oh, I got to get a background check. Oh, I can't buy that. Oh, I don't buy guns. I steal guns. That doesn't affect me. You know? Red flag? Please. Please. Don't bother me none. But then that, again, leads that question. If you're a gang task force, certainly I would think that someone would be a threat to their neighbors if they're gangbanging, right? And you know they're gangbanging? Red flag them. Bloomberg would. Oh, did he just say that? Yeah, he did. Pete Buttigieg's out now talking about raising the minimum age to gun purchases. Let me say this. Pete's a veteran. Mayor Pete's a veteran. So he has no problem with raising the minimum age for gun purchases to 21. But he was carrying a firearm and should know better than that, shouldn't he? Wouldn't you think so? You see, here's a problem in America today. We're going to take a break right now. I'll tell you what. We'll continue this part of the conversation when we come back. I want to talk about constitutional rights of those 18 and above. Don't go away.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with the room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, GunBroker.com Studios, the car, arms, microphone. Welcome back. Final segment already. I hate that. Sponsors, quickly, Lead Slinger's Whiskey. I got a ton of email from everybody. I don't know. You guys came out of the woodwork today. Yet this morning, early today, was Lead Slinger Whiskey email. A number of photographs, and I copied CEO and founder Brad Primo of Lead Slinger's Whiskey in on some of those responses with your photographs. He loves getting those. Make sure to check out LeadSlingerWhiskey.com. Join the Second Amendment Foundation. Crossbreed holsters. You got these partners up on my website now you can go to and click through and get deals of the day. I'm putting a new one up every day on the little pop-up that you can click through and get it. And I saw a number of folks went out yesterday, got a great price on some ammo at Palmetto State Armory by going there through the site. So please do that. It helps keep us on the airwaves. We appreciate it very much. MyPillow.com. I had a neighbor that just used the AAR promo code yesterday, and her pillow, or I guess it was on Saturday, and her pillows arrived today. I got a text. Pillows are here. Yay, thanks. Car Arms, gunbroker.com studios. Come on now. This is it. Go. I was over there today again. I saw lots of things that I want. And like I say, there's the disclaimer. Please don't blame me if you spend any money, but there's so many great deals at Gunbroker. North American Arms, the giveaway this weekend, Sunday, coming up real fast. What's today's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 4 days away. Ooh. And like I tell my kids, never count the day you're in and never count the day that is that you're going to do it. That's just like a little cheat when they were little and they were waiting for Christmas. Don't count today and don't count Christmas Day. So it makes it seem 2 days quicker. So just a couple days away using my kids' formula that I used to tell them when they were little and bought all that stuff from daddy, right? 2 days away. NorthAmericanArms.com. Go down. Get the phone number. Don't miss this. I'm going to re-up this on social media, too, because I want you to get in on this. I don't want somebody to say, oh, man, why didn't I know? You did know. We've been talking about it since November. Here's the deal. Call the number from NorthAmericanArms.com. Tell them that you heard on Armed American Radio. You get a free hat and entered for the gun giveaway, and they're going to do both for you. All right? It's that simple. DefenderCoffee.com. I had a number of cups today while I was working with Derek at Defender.com today. I was drinking the organic stuff, as was my wife. Fun stuff. Make sure, excuse me, to visit all of our sponsors. I appreciate it very much, and so do they. Let's go back to Pete. Go back to Pete Buttigieg. Pete is a veteran, and I applaud his service. But I don't applaud his desire. And you got to wonder, obviously this is political posturing, it's political pandering. But a political party that wants to let 16-year-olds vote will strip them of their constitutional right to bear arms at 18 when they are, in fact, legal adults. The Democrat Party, if you were to tell the leaders of the Democrat, Nasty Pelosi and Schumer and the rest of these people who people continue to vote for, these dirty, nasty, evil politicians, but nonetheless, if you were to tell them, hey, I'm going to be with you on this in a bipartisan way, let's make it 16 years old, let's call 16-year-olds adults so that they can vote, they'd be all over it. But they're okay taking away the constitutional rights. Okay for me, but not for thee. Between 18 and 21, raising an age to purchase a gun. That is going to be challenged, and I believe you're going to eventually see this get tossed out. Florida, Rick Scott, Senator Scott, prior to being Senator Scott, stripped the rights of law-abiding Florida citizens between 18 and 21 years old to purchase anything. But that 18-year-old can be sued. That 18-year-old is an adult and can be convicted as an adult. The 18-year-old can sue people as an adult. That 18-year-old can sign contracts without mommy and daddy in the room. It doesn't need a cosign. But that 18-year-old can't exercise his right to keep and bear arms. Not in Florida. But that 18-year-old is old enough to go to war and get blown up and kill on behalf of his nation or her nation. Old enough to start training in one of those really big, cool, multi-million dollar jets that can destroy cities at the push of a button. But can't buy a gun. In Pete Buttigieg's world. Also can't buy a beer. You know, we've talked about this before on the program. I think it's a fascinating conversation, quite frankly. Why? Because we're talking about man-made law versus natural law. It's a man-made law that says you can't drink a beer at 18. You can go to lots of places in the world and drink at whatever age you want. It's a man-made law that says you can't drink when you're 18 until you're 18 years old. Or 21 years old. You see, because when I was a kid, certain men and women said it was okay for me to drink at 18 years old because that was the law. They made the law. They said it was 18. But then at some point, it became politically expedient to raise that to 21. And all those people who were legal yesterday weren't tomorrow. Huh? Why? Because a politician said so. That's why. Same thing with your firearms rights. The Constitution recognizes our inalienable right. Those rights granted to us by God, not by that politician that said you got to be 21 to have a beer. It was 18, you know, yesterday, but it's 21 now because I said so. And I had the votes. There you go. That same individual then can determine your constitutional rights. So here's, I have a solution for all this. We choose at what age we want to be adults. This is where that little kid David Hogg comes into play.
I know we shouldn't be able to buy a gun until you're 21.
No, there's lots of responsible adults at 18, 19, and 20 years old that are married and have kids, that work, make good living, that have guns to protect their families. You don't get to decide whether or not they can, unless you want to be that person that says, I choose not to be an adult until I'm 21. And you should be able to sign a document that says, I don't want to be considered an adult until I'm 21. And then guess what? If it were me, you wouldn't be able to drive. You wouldn't be able to enter contracts. You'd still have to live with mommy and daddy. Certainly couldn't drink a beer. At 18, if you choose to be an adult at 18, guess what? Oh, but you know what I would do to David Hogg and the rest of them? I'd say you're still able to serve your country, though. That'd get them, wouldn't it? Yeah, at 18 years old, you can still be drafted if necessary, if you had to be. And you're still eligible for military service at 18, even though you choose not to be an adult until you're 21 and sign the paperwork. I don't want to own guns until I'm 21. Fine, that's your choice. Sign the paperwork. But if you're not old enough and responsible enough to handle a firearm over 18 years old, I don't want you as an adult. You're not responsible enough as to be an adult, frankly. So go be a kid. You shouldn't be able to drive. You shouldn't be able to do anything. No contracts for you, no nothing until you're over 21. However, if you choose to be an adult at 18, you should be able to do everything. You should be able to drink beer. You should be able to buy liquor. You should be able to drink Jack Daniels. You should be able to go to war. You should be able to enter contracts. You should be able to file for bankruptcy. You should be able to sue somebody. You should be able to be sued. You should also be able to walk into Rick's Pawn and Gun and buy any damn thing you want. Oh, and by the way, at 21, you can't vote till you're 21 either. You have no say. None. Because if you're not responsible enough to exercise your right to keep and bear arms, you're not responsible enough to decide if anybody else is. Take that one to the bank. It's a pretty easy solution. But that's what we ought to do. So Pete, now you know what Mayor Pete wants. It's all about, and then none of this has anything to do with crime. Well, here's the deal. Let's think about this for just a second. Maybe it does. If we outlaw gun purchases by law-abiding citizens until they're 21, well, there wouldn't be any crime. Well, there you go. Maybe Pete's right. Wow, maybe I should rethink that. If every law-abiding citizen can't buy a gun and pass their 4473 background check that you have to get at every dealer you buy a gun from, and they couldn't buy that gun until they were 21, then in theory, I guess there's no crime. So maybe Mayor Pete is correct, right? Maybe we should give that a whirl. Yeah, right. You understand what I'm saying. Yet again, this ain't about crime. This is about you. This is about infringing on you. And I go right smack back. And what do? We score. We go right around. That's what Kurt Schilling says. You go around. This is for the play at the plate, right? You go right back to the married couple in Kentucky and right back to that Justin T. Carter, the 30-year-old scumbag. Name me one law that would have stopped him. Enjoy your day. I'll see you on the radio.